Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, like a hamster on an exercise wheel? Yeah, we've all been there. Between deadlines, social media, and the constant buzz of notifications, it can feel impossible to find peace in our own heads. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that finding calm amidst the chaos is totally achievable, even if you're a complete newbie to mindfulness. Today we're diving deep into Mindfulness for Beginners, a step-by-step guide to help you tame that inner chatter and unlock a sense of serenity you didn't even know existed. Trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy mumbo-jumbo. It's practical, actionable stuff you can implement right now. Think of mindfulness as your mental gym. Just like working out strengthens your muscles, practicing mindfulness trains your brain to focus and be present in the moment. And hey, who wouldn't want a stronger, more resilient mind? Here's the deal. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind completely. Ever tried silencing your thoughts for 5 minutes? It's like trying to stop a waterfall with your bare hands. Instead, it's about observing those thoughts without judgment. You know, acknowledging them like, hey there, thought about yesterday's meeting, and letting them drift on by. Now, let's break down some key takeaways to get you started. 1. Breathe in, breathe out. It sounds simple, but focusing on your breath is the foundation of mindfulness. When your mind starts wandering, and trust me, it will. Chi. Gently bring your attention back to the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Like a mental anchor, your breath keeps you grounded in the present moment. 2. Body scan. Ever feel like you're carrying around tension you don't even realize? Take a few minutes to consciously scan your body from head to toe. Notice any tightness, warmth, or tingling sensations. This practice helps you connect with your physical self and release built-up stress. It's like giving your body a mini-massage from the inside out. 3. Sensory awareness. Engage your senses. Pay attention to the colors around you, the sounds you hear, the textures you feel. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting still. It's about actively noticing the world around you. Take a moment to savor the smell of your morning coffee or the taste of your lunch. Really immerse yourself in those sensory experiences. 4. Mindful walking. Got a few minutes to spare? Take a mindful walk. Instead of letting your mind wander during your commute or break, focus on the physical sensations of walking. Feel the ground beneath your feet, notice the movement of your legs, and observe your surroundings with fresh eyes. It's like meditation on the go. 5. Kindness to yourself. This one is huge. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. It's about being kind to yourself, even when your mind goes haywire. When you catch yourself judging or criticizing thoughts, gently redirect your attention back to the present moment. Remember, you're human. It's okay to have those moments of mental clutter. Okay, picture this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by a looming deadline. Your mind is racing with worries and to-dos, and you're on the verge of hitting the snooze button on your sanity. But wait. Remember our mindful walking technique? Instead of diving headfirst into that work pile, take a quick 5-minute stroll around your office. Focus on each step you take, notice the air on your skin, and allow yourself to breathe deeply. When you return to your desk, chances are you'll feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle that deadline with renewed energy. See what I mean? Mindfulness isn't just some esoteric practice. It's a powerful tool you can use in everyday life to reduce stress, boost focus, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Remember, folks, mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice, so be patient with yourself and celebrate the small victories along the way. Keep breathing, keep practicing, and keep showing up for yourself, one mindful moment at a time. Want to share your own mindfulness experiences? Hit me up on social media, The Dopamine Declutter. I'd love to hear how you're incorporating these tips into your life. Until next time, stay calm, stay present, and keep decluttering that dopamine overload.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.